have a chat to Matt White just briefly about the Comm Games and some F1 stories that are floating around in a bit of a Lost in the Wash segment early, because Matt White's been good enough to jump on the line and give us some of his time in the middle of a busy Commonwealth game schedule. So I'll head back to your call shortly. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. And you can support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo these Commonwealth games. Catch the action tonight from 7 p.m. on SEN Fanatic, the SEN app, and the SEN network. Manny, great that you could sneak us a bit of time in your heavy schedule. I know you're also our Formula One go-to guy, so there's a heap of Formula One stuff I want to get to you with as well. But where's the action going to start for you tonight?
Look, final night of swimming. Gee, you've got a busy show, haven't you? What an amazing day in sport. Swimming final night is, tomorrow morning, our time. So there's a whole stack of finals to wrap up the program. Off the back, Duane, of our most successful day overall and a huge day in terms of gold medals. So on day five of competition, we gained another 11 gold, another 12 silver and 12 bronze for 35 more medals to take our tally over 106 now is the total. In fact, 6 out of the 10 gold medals in the pool that were on offer last night went to Australians. And we could probably say the same thing about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 finals that will wrap up tomorrow morning. So the final heats there and day two of the athletics program as well. Tennille Crace is looking good in the heptathlon. Peter Bowles in action tonight in the men's 800 metres heats. There's hockey, cricket, cycling, mountain bike. It's all going on.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. The action's been, you know, thick and fast. It's hard to to know where to start with it, because there are such a long list of other sports, sports that don't get as much coverage as, say, the swimming does. But yeah. Emma McKeon's still going to look like being the biggest story out of these games. Is that the way it's transpiring right now?
7 medals in total. Emma's now got 5 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze from these games. So 13 golds for her Commonwealth Games collection and 19 medals overall, Duane. So we spoke about this yesterday. That now puts her above anybody in Commonwealth Games history for any nation in terms of the amount of total medals won. So 19 for Emma, our most decorated Olympian, the most decorated Commonwealth Games athlete and more to come. The only big surprise there, mate, was that she didn't manage to get the 100 metres freestyle gold medal. That went to Molly O'Callaghan. Silver went to Shayna Jack. And Emma collected a bronze there. So another clean sweep for Australia. It's the fourth time we've done it. But Molly O is a superstar. She's 18 years of age. She was always knocking on the door. Earlier on in the program, she gave Ariane Titmus a fright in the 200, but then came out in this one at the back end of the program. They're so busy, these girls. Emma's just racing pretty much feels like every morning and every night. And Molly's got a busy program as well. So she's had an incredible way to finish and claim the 100 metres freestyle. But you're right about the other sports. And this is one of the cool things about the Commonwealth Games. I mean, tonight we've got squash. And normally you go, okay, well, what are we going to do about squash? Well, Rachel Grinham is the Aussie flag bearer. She carried the flag with Eddie Ockenden at the opening ceremony. She'll be in action tonight. Beach volleyball as well at Smithfield's been pretty cool. So the Aussies are out there in that one as well. And the hockey girls, our hockey roos, haven't conceded a goal. They beat Kenya 8-0, South Africa 5-0, and last night beat New Zealand 1-0. The Kiwis beat us for the gold medal in 2018. So tonight they get to go up against Scotland and try and keep that winning run going.
So plenty of action tonight. Now, in your other guys, you're normally our motor racing expert as well. So can I get you to put your motor racing hat on and tell us what's happening? Are we going to see Oscar Piastri racing in Melbourne at the F1 GP?
I think we will, but he won't be racing for Alpine, that's for sure. Let me quickly join the dots for you. Sebastian Vettel announced that he was retiring from the sport next year. Fernando Alonso then said, I'm going from Alpine to Aston Martin. Alpine found out about that, his team that he's at now, when he announced it. That's how they found out. So Fernando goes over there. Oscar then should go straight up because he's the reserve driver at Alpine. Alpine put out a press statement saying Oscar Piastri is going to drive for us next year. Oscar puts out a statement saying, I'm not contracted with them. I'm not going to drive for them next year. This is extraordinary. It may mean that Daniel Ricciardo is left without a seat at McLaren, because there are a few whispers going around that Oscar is being angled into McLaren. I'll tell you somebody who's in the middle of all of this, Duane, and it's Mark Webber. Mark is the manager of Oscar Piastri. He's very good friends and has been for a long time with Fernando Alonso. He would have known what Fernando was up to, and he would have known that Oscar Piastri does not need to be at the Alpine team. So basically, Alpine have had their pants pulled down twice. Once by one of the greatest drivers the game has ever seen, and second, by a guy who's never driven in Formula One yet, a young Aussie trying to make his mark. So something stinks at Alpine. It may end up that there's a bit of a shuffle further down the line, but I think Oscar's got a seat. We just need to find out where that's going to be. Incredible drama. Amazing stuff. Yeah. Only in Formula One.
So Dan Ricciardo's been sensational. He's been a great driver his entire career, but he's stuck in that sort of middle of the range finishing spot pretty much his last couple of years. Oscar Piastri, how good a driver is Oscar? Is there any way of knowing whether he could be the next big, big thing or not?
He should be in Formula One right now. He won F2, he won F3, and that's the progression. So I interviewed him quite a few years ago when he was part of the Renault Junior team, and he said to me, this is what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to win F3, F2, and go into Formula One. The thing is, when you win F2, which is the category underneath, obviously, you can't stay there. You have to move on. So you can't win F2 and then continue driving in that category. The normal progression is you go straight into Formula One. For a whole stack of reasons, mostly money coming from elsewhere, he didn't end up in that seat this year. So he's had to bide his time. But the reality is he should have been driving Formula One this season. So another season, they had to wait. Yes, the kid is good. And yes, there are teams that want him in Formula One. There's just this classic manoeuvring going on. But something's rotten at the Alpine team. And I don't know what it is. We don't know why. But they've had Fernando walk out on them. And now Oscar's turned his back on them, which is just extraordinary stuff.
So what's the best drive? What's the best seat he could possibly get his way into? Because we know that you need a good car to be competitive in the F1 business as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, normally you'd say, Dwayne, any seat, you know, especially for your first drive in Formula One. So any seat's a good seat because you're not going to start winning in your first year. But if the angle is, and let's not forget that Dan Ricciardo's contracted at McLaren for next season, but contracts can be absolutely overrun in Formula One, probably more than anything else, because they've got the money to pay them out. So if that's a seat that becomes available, that's probably the best seat for Oscar Piastri to go into. That's probably the way to go, because they're running middle of the road at the moment, but they're a powerhouse team. They're not going to be there for long. So this is the extraordinary part. That Mark must know something, or they've done a deal somewhere that allows Oscar to get into that field next year, because he's turned his back on the available seat that they've said they're going to give him. So that's the weird part about it. We've now got to wait to see which other door is going to open.
So let me ask you a question that's got a sort of a footy context to it for me and for maybe majority of our audience. We know that in our sports here in Australia, Matt, like football, a good coach can get your team up the ladder two or three spots if you don't have that great a playing group. How good or how many spots on the grid can a good driver get an average team?
Not too many is the bottom line there. Yeah. Look, good drivers in good cars have excellent results. Max Verstappen would push, say, that McLaren are probably a little bit further at the moment than Dan's getting. But in terms of different manoeuvres out there, you know, Dan's probably equal with anyone else. So the reality is in motorsport, especially in Formula One, it's about the car first. So if you're at a team with a competitive car with truckloads of money, then you're going to be higher up the grid, and then it's up to you to capitalise on that. So Oscar's not going to dive into an Alpine car and all of a sudden turn it into a rocket ship. That's just not going to happen. But he might dive into Dan's car, and it suits him better, and he has probably more support because he's a youngster who they're looking to throw everything in, and he could take that car further.
Great summary, Matt. In fact, a couple of texts coming through. Great summary, Matt. Thanks. How awesome is it to be talking some F1, and it is nice to talk some F1 with you, Matt. Good calling tonight.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Matt White, SEN Commonwealth Games host, as well as our motor racing expert. And you can support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo at these Commonwealth Games. Catch the action tonight from 7 p.m. on SEN Fanatic, the SEN app, and the SEN Network.